Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Chick Bullock and Earl Carroll, enjoy some apples and gravy, separately, not together. Apples and gravy doesn't sound appealing at all. And hear from some cats. Last week, September 16th, marked the birth in 1894 in Butte, Montana, of Charles Chick Bullock. He was American, but his parents had emigrated separately to the U.S. from England and met and married here. His father was a mining engineer, but his mother played piano and his sister accompanied silent films in a local theater. Chick taught himself to play ukulele, and although his parents had hoped he would become a doctor, he worked in vaudeville and, with the help of Harry Richmond, made it to Hollywood, where he appeared in several silent movies. Not being able to sing in silent movies, he left and toured with musical shows until an eye disease confined him to the recording studio, but he made the best of it, making several hundred sides with his own groups, as well as with Duke Ellington, Louis Russell, Cab Calloway, Johnny Hamp, Nat Shilkret, and the Hi-Hatters before his death on September 15th, 1981. Here's Chick Bullock.
Wagon, yeah, man, so you can't go to town. I'm going to do you right, cause you done me wrong. I'm going to do you black and blue. And then I'll tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you. Thank you. collar tailcoat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. Gonna hold my head high, 'cause my honey's reply. Put a million, billion rainbows in the sky. On do boo 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 doo 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 doo. We'll go honeymooning in the morning. We'll be honeymooning in the evening. Gonna count the minutes till the dawning. Then I'll sing loud, 'cause I'll be rigged up in a swallowtail coat, with a jingle in my pockets and a song in my throat. When the preacher says rise, and there's yes in her eyes, down the aisle we'll both strut higher than the sky. Love affair with you. Here I wait. Do give me a chance. Do tell me my fate. What is your answer? May I hold you to my heart and pray I will be there beside you when they groom and bride you. May I hear you say I do.
Chick Bullock with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, credited on the label of that April 23, 1934 Vocalion 78 as Bob Snyder and his orchestra, and the musical question May I? May I was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel and was sung in the 1934 musical comedy We're Not Dressing by Bing Crosby. May I was preceded by Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Swallertail Coat from December 6, 1933. Swallertail Coat was written by Tin Pan Alley's most prolific hillbilly composer, Bob Miller, who also brought us Skeeter and Bumblebee, Sweet Smellin' Mama, and I Was Married Up in the Air. I've been up in the air ever since. We began our tribute to Chick Bullock with Todd Rollins and his orchestra and Junkman from January 22, 1934. Chick Bullock sang the Frank Lesser lyrics, and Junkman was composed by Joseph Meyer. Meyer and Lesser also collaborated on I Wish I Were Twins and The Old Oak Tree. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. My friend and former colleague, Doug Turner, is in film school at UCLA and is about to shoot his master's thesis film, which is titled The Apple Falls. He's in the process of securing financing for it and, like many people, has launched a Kickstarter campaign to help raise funds. It's being shot on Catalina Island and aboard the 156-foot, three-masted square topsail schooner Tully Moore, and Doug is offering some unique rewards to donors. You can find out all about Doug, the movie, and the ship, and see a clever and entertaining promotional video by going to Kickstarter.com and entering The Apple Falls in the search box. I've contributed, and I hope you'll check it out. Since the title of the movie is The Apple Falls, all right, you're way ahead of me. Here's a set of rapidly rotating records about apples, beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you. Jimmy Blythe's Washboard Ragamuffins, with Jimmy on piano playing a Jimmy Blythe tune, Adam's Apple, on a Paramount 78 waxed in Chicago on July 26, 1926. Jasper Taylor played washboard and woodblocks, and you heard Johnny Dodds on clarinet and alto sax. Before that, it was a band within a band, the BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, minus the brass section, and credited on the label of that English Columbia 78 as the Music Makers and Apple Blossoms. That's from March 21, 1936, and Apple Blossoms was written by Joe Venuti, who recorded it with his Blue Four a few years earlier on October 18, 1929. We began that Apple set with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, with Fletcher himself on piano on Stealin' Apples. Something you probably ought not to do. Henderson's piano was sounding very much like Fats Waller, who wrote Stealin' Apples. That recording is a Vocalion 78 made in Chicago on March 27, 1936. The Vocalion label was founded in 1916 by the Aeolian Piano Company, and early on they pressed their records in a reddish-brown shellac, proclaiming in advertisements that red records are best. Brunswick acquired the label in 1925, and in 1930 Warner Brothers bought Brunswick. This particular record was issued on a blue wax Vocalion. Some Apple songs to bring your attention to Doug Turner's Kickstarter campaign for his film, The Apple Falls.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Speaking of Kickstarters, there's another Kickstarter to which I've contributed and which deserves your attention. It was launched by Andrew Green, founder and director of the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, to help raise funds for the orchestra's second CD, titled Step With Pep. Their first CD, that Tease and Rag, is on the Rivermont label, and is a wonderful sampling of classic rags, cakewalks, marches, and one-steps. It's available at rivermontrecords.com. The orchestra's second CD will be the only one in the world focusing on the music of Mel B. Kaufman, the king of the one-step. You can find out all about the project, the orchestra, its founder, and Mel Kaufman by going to Kickstarter.com and entering the search term Peacherine, P-E-A-C-H-E-R-I-N-E. The campaign is very close to reaching its goal, and I hope you'll check it out and help push it over the top. During his lifetime, Mel Kaufman wrote more than 90 compositions, including his most famous, Meow, which I can almost guarantee you've heard in one context or another. And who says meow? Why, the cat, of course. Here's Isham Jones and his orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
A tune which Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang featured regularly and recorded twice, Wildcat, that recording from June 21st, 1928. Joe and Eddie, who wrote Wildcat, were accompanied there by Frank Signorelli on piano. Wildcat was preceded by Tomcat. That was King Oliver's Creole jazz band, with the cornet solo by Jelly Roll Morton, who wrote Tomcat. That autograph 78 was made in December of 1924. Morton himself recorded a solo piano version the previous year. We begin that feline set with Isham Jones and his orchestra, in this case probably actually a studio band, and an Isham Jones original, the foxtrot novelty, The Cat. That instrumental version is from February 5th of 1927, just 11 days before Harry Reaser's Syncopators recorded their vocal version with Tom Stax lending his unique interpretation to the Gus Kahn lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Now, who doesn't love gravy? Mushroom gravy, chicken gravy, red-eye gravy, brown gravy. Well, for no particular reason, we're going to have some musical gravy, beginning with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, who are serving up some low gravy.
Charlie with some cornbread, a poker chops and gravy, a poker chops and gravy, a poker chops and gravy. I
want
a poker
chop
for Charlie with some cornbread,
fried chicken and lima beans, baby, that would do. But if you get a poker chop, Charlie, you'd be in the groove, yeah.
A poker chops and gravy, a poker chops and gravy. A poker chops and gravy. I want a poker chop for Charlie with some cornbread.
Fried chicken
in the bag.
Corn on the cob
in the bag.
Home cooking
in the bag.
I want the fat the foot of mama with the frying pan. Bacon and beans
in the bag.
Chicken fricassee
in the bag.
Black eyed peas
in the bag.
I want a polka chopper Charlie with some cornbread. Ready, Baba do the leto, Baba do the leto.
Oh, rip it, boy.
Ready, candy yams
in the bag.
Blackberry jam
in the bag.
Fried ham
in the bag.
I want a polka chopper Charlie with some cornbread. Charlie with some cornbread, a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy. I want a poker chop, Charlie with some cornbread, a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy. I want a poker chop, Charlie with some cornbread, the don't let the don't the don't the don't the don't.
But
a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy,
yeah,
a poker chops and gravy. I want a poker chop for Charlie with some cornbread.
Bread and gravy, beans and bacon, lots of beans and bacon. No more frettin', since I'm getting lots of bread and gravy all the time. Peace and quiet, lots of peace and quiet. Friends and money, lots of friends and money. No more rambling through with scrambling. Keep up with the Joneses all the time. Got no reason to be swell, and my clothes all fit me well, and I wear a nice ring. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy. Good night kisses, and my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time. I'm as free as I can be, and my honey's loving me, so I just can't keep from singing. Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy. Good night kisses, my man never misses. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time.
Thank you.
began that gravy set with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with a Morton composition, Low Gravy, from July 14, 1930. We haven't heard from the Ink Spots in a very long time, but there they were with Pork Chops and Gravy, written by Ivory Deke Watson, who sang tenor and played tenor guitar. That recording is from August 31, 1938, just a few months before they recorded one of their biggest hits, If I Didn't Care, which sold over 19 million copies. Next, it was Ethel Waters with Hoagie Carmichael's Bread and Gravy, which was written in 1935, but not published until 1939. The band accompanying Waters on August 15, 1939, was led by her husband at the time, Eddie Mallory. There's another recording of Bread and Gravy I was hoping to play. It's not the Hoagie Carmichael song, but a 1923 recording of poet Edgar Guest reciting his poem titled Bread and Gravy. You can hear it on the Library of Congress website. We finished up with Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies and Ham Gravy, a Thomas Morris original. The vocalist on that August 17, 1926 Victor recording was Mikey Jackson, who played piano in the band. I don't know about you, but I got a sudden hankering for biscuits and gravy.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, September 16th, marked the birth in 1893 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of theatrical producer, director, songwriter, and composer Earl Carroll. Florence Ziegfeld staged his Follies, George White had his Scandals, and Earl Carroll produced 11 editions of Earl Carroll's Vanities, along with Earl Carroll's Sketchbook and numerous other Broadway musicals. He also wrote Canary Cottage, Eddie Cantor's first musical. The girls in his productions were more scantily clad than those in Ziegfeld's and White's shows, and Carroll billed himself the troubadour of the nude. In 1922, with the financial help of William Edrington, he built the first Earl Carroll Theater in New York. A party threw in Edrington's honor in 1926 resulted in his going to jail for 9 months, not for the nude girl in the bathtub of illegal champagne, but for lying to federal prosecutors about it. In 1931, the Earl Carroll Theater was demolished and replaced with an even grander edifice, and in 1938 he built a second theater on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. Earl Carroll died in a plane crash on June 17, 1948. His popular song credits include Auntie Skinner's Chicken Dinner, Neath the Shadow of the Pyramids, Sprinkle Me with Kisses, and this one.
Thank you. your golden poppies when Cabrillo came in 1542. California, you had your golden mountains back in 1849, and you feel a golden bloom, for you wear a golden bloom of orange blossoms all the time.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Earl Carroll with the Columbia studio band The Columbians and Pretty Peggy, written by Earl Carroll for his Vanities of 1923. Next, it was another Carroll composition, It's Always Orange Day in California. The lyrics on that June 26, 1916 recording were sung by the Peerless Quartet and give a mini California history lesson. Earl Carroll wrote that for Canary Cottage, Eddie Cantor's first musical. And we finished up with Pardon the Glove, written by Howdy Quixel. So what does that have to do with Earl Carroll? Well, it was performed there by Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra on an Edison 78, waxed February 28, 1927. The label describes Pardon the Glove as fast and hot, which it most certainly was. I'm the fast and hot Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶